ABC Radio Australia.
Well, after slamming into the Northern Mariana Islands, Typhoon Yutu has now reached the Philippines, where at least six people have been killed by the storm, which is packing winds of nearly 150 kilometres per hour. Now, in the Marianas, a huge recovery effort is underway after large areas of Saipan and Tinian were levelled by what was the biggest storm of the year so far when it struck late last week. Our Pacific Beat reporter Yara Murray-Atfield has been following the story. Joins me now. Yara, what is the situation now in the Marianas?
Morning, Catherine. Well, this storm, as you said, is the biggest so far for this year. That's globally. It's also thought to be the biggest storm to hit the Northern Mariana Islands since 1935. It had sustained winds of up to 180 kilometres per hour when it tore through the islands on Thursday, and it's left a really big trail of destruction behind it. One person has been declared dead, and the power is out across much of the islands. In Tinian, it's understood it would be 3 months before the island's power is fully restored. Homes and businesses have been flattened across the territory, and a lot of the major buildings like courthouses, offices and schools are still closed due to the damage. Gerard Van Gils is the executive director of the Marianas Young Professionals, which is a group based in Saipan. He spoke to Pacific Mornings and he says that he fears that thousands may be without their homes.
Homes, villages gone. People are just standing in the streets holding their clothing, not sure whether to turn left or right. Normally, natural disasters affect those who survive in conditions of poverty more than it affects those of us who are more fortunate to live in solid structures. Super Typhoon Yutu, the strongest typhoon ever to hit the United States of America. It has indiscriminately caused suffering, pain, and destruction to rich and impoverished people alike. So many of my friends are in pain.
Gerard Van Gils is the executive director of the Marianas Young Professionals. Now, Yara, what has the disaster response effort been like so far?
Well, the Marianas are a US territory, so the US President Donald Trump has declared a major disaster for the islands, which means that federal US funding has been released to deal with the response. So the recovery efforts being managed jointly by the Marianas government and the US government's Federal Emergency Management Agency, which is known as FEMA. There's also been a lot of volunteers helping out. Gerard Van Gils, who we just heard from, says that he and his colleagues have been handing out food, but they haven't been able to meet the demand. More than 850 people are now living in temporary shelters in Saipan. On Tinian, the number is just under 100. But FEMA spokesman David Gervino says that those shelter figures don't actually reflect the total number of people who might have actually lost their homes.
Not everyone seeks disaster shelters. A lot of people wind up staying with friends and family, so we certainly track shelter numbers, but we're fully cognizant that a lot of people either can't get to or have other arrangements, so we certainly don't look at the shelter population as the total amount of people who are impacted. There are a lot of people, in addition to homes being impacted, their jobs are impacted as well. So certainly the overall picture when it comes to this disaster we would describe as catastrophic, and we're actively working to recover as quickly as possible to restore the critical infrastructure. But this is going to be a long process.
David Gervino from FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency. Now, Yara, this typhoon is not long after another storm tore through a similar area as well.
Yeah, that's right. So Typhoon Mangkhut hit the region in early September. It hit Guam and the Marianas with winds of more than 100 kilometres per hour, and it caused quite a lot of damage in Guam, which is just south of the Marianas. From there, it moved on to Hong Kong and the Philippines, so similar to what Typhoon Yutu is now doing. So people across the region, they've already been hit by one disaster, reeling from that, have now been struck by another. Of course, it's quite hard to find a silver lining in natural disasters like this, but Mr. Gervino says it's meant that the response to Typhoon Yutu in the Marianas was able to be very quick.
There is a fortunate thing in a disaster, which is, I know, an oxymoron to say. The fact that Typhoon Mangkhut hit about a month and a half prior to this typhoon, what that resulted in is we already had, you know, over 100 FEMA employees, over 100 employees from other federal agencies on the ground recovering from that typhoon. And it also enabled us to already have existing relationships in place with the CNMI government and private sector and other community organizations here, so that for this second typhoon, we're already in a good place to rapidly start the response and recovery efforts.
So that's David Gervino from FEMA there. And Catherine, the storm is now leaving the Philippines and it's tracking towards China's southeast coast.